I will, James. What's this?
Hello.
Hello there. Is it possible if I could please speak with... Is it... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Hi, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. It's Kathleen Greenhill.
From who?
MMA Legal. We're calling in regard to the Scottish redress claims applied for due to your time within the care system.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. I was just wondering who that was. Yeah.
Are you able to speak right now?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. No problem. That's brilliant. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make sure I've got your details on file correctly.
Yeah.
And then what I'm going to do is just go through the same procedure with you.
Yeah.
Now, before I go any further.
All right, on you. I was just checking to see if there was a, with that place I was at, you know, but it came up on, not on you go, I just don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, a lot of people aren't aware whether they can claim or not because they don't feel like they've got enough evidence and things like this.
Well,
but I want to reassure you, Mum.
Yeah.
Is we don't need any evidence from you. All we need from you is a brief statement, and it's our job because we locate your files, we locate all of your documents, and we prove that you was within these places, and we do it for you, so don't worry. No one can say that this or did or didn't happen to you.
Right, so what the thing is, I wasn't sent to a children's home, I was sent to a Catholic, residential school.
Residential schools, yep, that's not an issue as well.
Right, it was a residential school that I was sent to.
What was the name of the residential school that you were sent to?
Fornethy.
Sorry, is that T-H-O-N?
Yeah, F, it's an F. It's a Fornethy, right? Just as you say it, Fornethy. So, yes, and I don't know if there's a, you know what I mean, you can claim for this place, I don't know. I had shit happened to me, to be honest, you know what I mean? So I was an 8-year-old, I was a bloody 8-year-old child.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now, what I'm going to do with you, darling, is I'm just going to make sure that I've got your details on file so I can take it into the next stage and I can then include your information you're providing into your system. It just won't let me go any further until I've done data retention.
Yeah.
So could I just please ask you, the number that I'm speaking to you on at the moment, is that the best number for you to line disconnect for any reason?
Yes, this is the best.
Perfect. And I've got it down as Kathleen Greenhill. Is there any other names or any preferred names that you'd like to go with?
I get called Kate. I go by Kate.
Go by Kate, perfect, no problem. And could I also please ask you, darling, for your date of birth there, please?
Yeah, sure. It's the 23rd, 2302, 1977.
Yep. Perfect. And I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything along those lines at all, darling?
No, it's not a terminal illness, no.
Perfect. I just need to ask that question in regards to your case. Now, as I was explaining to you earlier, I just need to run over a brief terms and conditions and explain to you how the procedure works. And then what I'll do is I'll go from there. So can I just ask you for your postcode, first of all, please, darling?
My postcode right now is G23.
Yep.
5BZ.
Perfect. And that is showing to me here as... Baylor Street in Glasgow?
Yes, Baylor Street, yes. 21.
What number door is it? 21.
It's 21 Baylor Street, and I'm in a flat, 02.
02, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect, thank you for that. Now, as I was explaining to you, in regards to your claim procedure, it's not the case where no one's here to question you or make you go and stand in court and prove that this has happened to you, because we do not expect that in any way, shape or form. What happened? Is we run for a brief statement with you just to have an understanding of what you've had to deal with. And from that point onwards, we will go and locate all of your documents and we'll contact all of the local authorities. Now, all we need is evidence that you was within these places, which is our job to do that. And as soon as we've got that, we will come and make sure
that we're going to make
Now, we do need to let you know, that you can apply for this without a solicitor and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes. Now, that's where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And most importantly, you can instruct a private agreement. Now, we participate on a no-win, no-fee private agreement. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, at the end of the case, the legal team will take 16% plus VAT, which is 20%, and that will cover all of the work that they've done. That does not come out of your own pocket, and that will ensure you that they will go ahead and get you the maximum amount that they possibly can. Now, yeah. It would be wrong for me to give you a direct value of your claim right now, but what I can tell you is each claim will average at around 48,000. Mm. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Now, of course, I will also keep you updated. I want to reassure you that throughout the whole process, my job is to guide you through this, so I will also add you onto WhatsApp after this call, okay? And if there's anything that you need from me at all, you just pop me a message and I'll give you a call straight back throughout the whole process, darling, okay?
Okay.
Now, in regards to yourself, I just want to ask you, you said that you were placed into care, you was around 8 years old, is that correct, darling?
Yeah, I think I was about 8 when I went to the first one of these places. Yes.
And could I please ask you, do you know why you were placed within the care system?
So, this has only come up in the past couple of years, ma'am. It's always been a memory, and I thought I was imagining this, because why would my parents send me back? But what my parents are no longer alive, but what I'm led to believe is when you were around the Catholic school system, if you didn't have a lot of money, you get sent there because you didn't go on holidays. You know, you were poor. I don't actually know, but I've worked it out. I think that's what it was. It was poor children that went there.
Now, it's not fair because you're taking them away from the parents for any reason possible when they was happy and healthy at home and they were put them into work
situations. I had a happy home and normally if we trauma them, my parents didn't get me.
From a happy home. Can I ask you what was the name of your parents? What was the name of your mum, darling?
My mum was Rona Greenhill and my father was Robert. And they both worked very hard, you know. And
Robert Greenhill.
And they would never have
it. That was the parents' control a lot of the time.
Yeah, my parents were great parents. So it's just...
And it's them.
It doesn't make sense. That's the only sense I can make it, that we were poor and it was an opportunity. They think it was a good opportunity as a child, as an 18-year-old, to go away from your families.
It's not exactly what matters.
No,
and
it's not.
Did you just feel taken, or did you have any siblings?
Yeah, my brothers and sisters didn't go these places. It was just me. I can't work it out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, and I was a good kid, so I wasn't badly behaved at all. I was a good kid, but I ended up with trauma and everything.
Can I ask you, what area you grew up in before care?
I grew up in Postle Park before care, before I would get sent there.
Is that in Glasgow?
Yeah, it's in Glasgow. It's a very deprived area where it was back then. But like, because I had so much love and my parents worked hard, I felt as if I was a rich kid, you know.
If you've got all your family at home, and that is rich, as long as you've got love and care from your family,
You know. And then you get sent to these places and things happen, and it's just.
Can I ask you, whilst this claim's ongoing, as I explained to you, it's not that you, I understand no money is going to take away what you've had to deal with, but it is a bit of justice that we can go ahead and we will make sure we do our very best to get you the maximum amount
Put in for it. Everybody has just put
exactly.
I feel that.
And like you said,
I still feel kind of this way. I still feel that it's just not going to fix it. I'm 49.
Well, I just want to give you the reassurance that you should be proud of yourself because you coming forward and giving us information is helping you, not only you, you're helping other people who are coming forward. I've had lots of claims go through regarding Form C institution anyway. So because of that, your cases and the previous cases that we've discussed will also match and help each other. So I understand it's not a nice situation, but you're all helping each other.
I'll tell you why I contacted. There was this podcast on... And I reached out speaking to someone that was there, and it was such a shock because I thought some of my memories might have been made up as a child. I was exaggerating. And I spoke to this one woman and I said something, and she finished what I was going to say, and she went, "Were you the girl that tried to help me? And you got beat up." I was like, "I don't know, but I can't think." I was so shocked that she was the person that it was just that all. But it kind of... It put my mind to rest that it did all happen the way I thought it did. You know, so...
All right. And if I am correct, was it Swansea, was it located in Kilry in Angus?
Yeah, is it like Blairdowry? I'm going to tell you the only, like, this is the only physical evidence. There's a letter that I sent home as a child, and my oldest sister kept a hold of all my stuff. And we were going through my mum's stuff a couple of years ago, and she died, that she put in that letter. And I just felt fucking ill. Excuse the language, I just felt ill. And I was like, no way, and I read it, and now that's the only proof of me being in this vile hellhole.
You do not need any other proof than that, darling, because we will go ahead and get that proof for you. That's what our job is, so do not worry. And what we will also give you the option to is, it's not something, of course, that we'll just send out to anybody, but we will give you the opportunity to. So once we actually locate your files, if it's something that you would like to see, we will be happy to provide a copy of them files back to you.
Some up there. I think I would like to look through and see what rubbish they have said. And I would like to know why I was sent there. I don't know as a check why I was sent there, but I'm assuming maybe I'm right that we were poor. So I think maybe it was, I don't know. I'm trying to think why I would be sent there, and I just don't know. And I'm thinking maybe that might have been maybe my mum might have needed a break at the time, maybe, you know. I don't know.
So she was, I'm just going to get a bit of a statement down here. So she was 8 years old when she was taken from her happy, healthy home for no reason she still doesn't understand.
No, I don't understand.
Bless you. I do apologise for that, and I'll reassure you that I'll do my very best to get you the answers for this. I do promise you that I will do my very best. And like I said, you'll always have me on WhatsApp there, so if there's anything you need from me, you've got me there all the time.
Yes, I appreciate
it. Thank you, Fornity. Let me just get that here for you. And what I'm going to also ask you, darling, is... One second. So in regards to yourself, darling, can I just please ask you, once you arrived at Fauntly Institution, can I ask you what was your first memory here?
Right. So I have very hazy memories, and this is what scares me. I'm like, why can I not remember all of that? But I can remember other things, you know? And I remember we got off a bus, and I'll be honest, there's hazy memories, there's no clear memory.
Yes, don't worry.
But I remember, you know what I mean? What I do remember is getting dragged off a bed by the hair and beat up at 8. For trying to help someone. I was a child, so I thought she was dying. And what I found out now, speaking to you, I think it might be the girl. She had taken a period. And I'm an 8-year-old, I don't understand period, and she's bleeding down there, and I'm screaming for help. And I get dragged about for screaming for help and beat up. And then my mum told me, I was imagining that wouldn't happen. And that other things happen, you know. So I just never, I don't know, being a child, I don't know. When I get told I was imagining it and whatever else, I just didn't see it.
Sorry.
And the memory starts fading about things. But it's the scary thing as a wee 8-year-old to get dragged about there and beat the shit out of you for someone. I thought they were dying. Now remember, I'm 8, I thought someone was dying. I didn't know what a period was. And obviously the girl was having it wouldn't know. And do you know what I mean? To get beat up and dragged about during the night just for screaming for help is just... And then, like, I have memories of them forcing us to eat things that we didn't like.
Let me just get this down for you. Let me get this down here. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I do understand it's a hard topic.
No, I'm sorry. I'm all right. I'm wondering what... Do you know what I could just... I mean, just treated as like animals.
Can I ask you, do you ever remember being locked away in your bedroom or secluded a lot of the time?
Well, I remember refusing to eat. I was locked away in a cold room. But if I tell you I remember anything else, I don't. I remember being terrified. I remember being beat up. But I don't remember any other details.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry. I'm just sorry for being upset.
Do not be sorry whatsoever. You take as much as you need and you get whatever you need to off your chest. I'm here to do so. This is my job today to help you. So do not worry at all. Can I ask you, did they ever deprive you of making friends? Did you have friends now? Did you feel quite lonely?
I don't remember having any friends there. You know, I don't even remember any other girls. I remember that girl because I was terrified. So I don't, you know what I mean? I remember him forcing his tea. I remember just hazy memories. It's no clear memories. I remember getting put in a cold room because I wouldn't eat and getting forced to eat things I didn't like. But I don't remember like any other girls' names. So I don't know if they, you know, I don't know if they locked me away for the time. I don't know.
Don't worry at all. Let me get that on here. Do you ever remember in here if any of the staff members called you names or anything like that, darling?
Little bastard. Dragged me about, called me a horrible little bastard. Now, anything else, I would be lying. That's my whole memory. I remember that girl screaming. I was screaming. And I don't know what they done. That girl, they dragged her away and dragged me away. And I think my mum just thought it was being, you know, a child being, I don't know. Because they sent me back to another one. But I don't have any bad memories about that other place. I have great memories.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So at least you've had some sort of recognition of somebody giving you some sort of care.
I went to another one and they were great. I remember friends. I remember good things. That place, no. None of it. Nothing above it other than horrible memories and hazy memories. One of the girls says they think they were drugging us, and I'm like, I don't know about any of that, you know. And one of the girls says, but we don't, none of us remember it, but maybe that's trauma. It wouldn't be, you know. So I stopped speaking to anyone else that went there because I didn't like what that other girl was saying.
And maybe also that's actually, with you not having stuff that you still don't know as well.
Yeah, I don't. So I just stopped speaking to these people that went there because I felt ill. So I've never got contact with any of these other girls. And maybe we could help each other, do you know what I mean, to get clearer memories, because I think with that girl, when I says I remember one night getting beat up as a kid just trying to get help for a girl, and I explained that I was a child, I didn't know what it was, and she was like, I got that done to me. And somebody tried to help and I got them beat up, so this girl thinks she got somebody else beat up. I didn't continue speaking, and I should, but I just didn't continue speaking because it was a different girl and she says things that I just thought was a bit out there. And I'm like, who am I to diminish her truth? I don't know.
So can I ask you, just speaking to you now, we understand it's a struggle for you to go back to that, and I do appreciate that you have, because it is a hard topic of conversation, so I can understand you are definitely suffering with some sort of PTSD there. Do you suffer with anxiety and depression?
Yes, major for years. I've been on and off medication. I even ended up on drugs. I'm off them now, but I ended up on drugs and everything. And when I came off them about 5 years ago, I started having memories. I don't know if the drugs were shutting down bad memories. I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry that you have actually been through this. And like I say, the only thing that I can do from this point onwards now is make sure that I do my very best to reassure you.
I would like to use, can I go files I could look on to see what rubbish they're speaking, you know, it would be good. But it would be, maybe it would clarify some other things, I don't know.
What I need to do for you, I am very, very sorry, but everything I have just taken from you there has just removed for some reason why. I'm not too sure on that, so I'm just going to have to run through your statement again. Now, I do remember a lot of information, so do not worry. I'll go through it all with you.
Sure.
I do apologise. I'm sorry. I'm not too sure.
No,
why
it's all right. It's all right. We're all right. No, you're all right.
She was 8 years of age when she was taken from her...
I'm I'm going to say why I think I was between 8 and 9, because I became an auntie at 8. So, and the letter says I was missing my little niece, and I just became a niece, so I'm saying it's about 8. I just became an auntie at that age. That's how I'm kind of working out what age I was.
I'm just getting everything. Whilst I'm doing this, darling, would you be able to do me a favour? Just while I'm retyping what you just discussed with me, I'm just going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. I do need a picture of your ID and your proof of address. Would you be able to send that over to me while I'm just typing this up for you? Now, it could be any letter. I just need full pictures of your any letter dated to you in the last 3 months and any ID. Now, I am still on the call. I'm just getting this typed up for you as I'm speaking, darling.
Right, so the ID thing, I don't have a passport. I have a bus pass, if that's any good.
Bus pass is perfectly fine, that's amazing. Right. We just need to see
Right, and I'll get it, I'll send you later. Okay, can I, you do what you're doing and I'll... That's me censored.
Perfect. And what I'm going to do, just give me 2 minutes to type this up for you.
Yes, sure.
No problem.
You just let me know when you're ready, if that's okay.
Yep. You said you became clean around 5 years ago, is that correct? Did you say you come clean off the drugs? Did you say you would come clean off the drugs around 5 years ago?
About 5-6 years ago, yeah. I went away and got help. I'm still on some meds. I'm still on my depression meds, my anxiety meds, but the actual all the street drugs are gone. Thank you.
So what I'm going to do for you is everything that we have discussed today, I just got that retyped up for you. And what I am going to do is I'm going to make sure that I get your case submitted off for you today to go ahead and get that you that justice that you deserve. Now, while this claim's ongoing, I do need to ask the question. We understand that this is not something that we do expect to happen to you whatsoever. But if anything were to happen to you over the next few months of your claim ongoing, is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to go to? The will just needs to be over the age.
My older sister,
perfect. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take their details, so just let me get that one.
She's been a tower of strength for me, so yeah.
Bless you. And at least you can obviously give us an understanding, obviously. She can say, I've been through this with my sister and I've seen how it has impacted her and what she's dealt with.
Yeah, she will be able to, yeah. And I think she's the only one I spoke to you about this for me, to be honest now, that when it came into my head a few years ago, she's the only person I've spoke to about it.
Which I totally understand, because it's not something that people would like to speak about, or it's when do you speak about somebody, or who can you go and talk to about it, because like I say, it's opening a can of worms there. But
still think, there's things that I think about, I just feel sick and my mind shuts down. So I don't know, what I was saying was, they only physically abused, battered me, it's not that much. But God,
exactly.
It is. My parents didn't hit me. It's mental. It's madness. And I don't doubt that other things might have happened to other women. They're different things. But that other thing didn't happen to me there. I don't ever remember it happening, if you know what I'm speaking about.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Did you know if you have heard him sexually assaulted her?
Well, I don't know. I don't...
Yeah.
You know, there's things that when I think about it, I just feel physically sick, but I have no memory of that happening. So I don't feel that it happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm terrified for, I don't know why I'm scared, but I'm scared for anything to come out that maybe that has happened to me and I don't remember it. And I don't know why I'm so scared about it. That's what's worrying me. But no, I didn't have that happening. But I was physically abused and beat up and forced to eat. But I wasn't, the other way abused. And I was really scared to open up about this in case memories come back, because I feel physically sick when I think about the police. Sorry, I'm just putting my coffee machine on just in case you hear some noise. That's I can still hear you, it's just the machine's on the back.
No problem. I'm just getting down here, like you said, you obviously, any sort of memories or thinking back to that time, it's something that does turn your stomach right away and it makes you feel sick, as you said. I'm just getting that down on here, because like I said,
even the name mentioned.
Sorry?
Even the name mentioned in the place, and I just feel ill. I just feel ill, and I'm just like, it's just a horrendous place that needs burnt down. No children should ever be sent there. No child should ever be sent to adults. It's only bullying, beat you up.
You live in this care home, of course, when you're a child. This is something that, of course, is going to impact you in any way, shape or form. Now, children were found at the side of the road of the police in certain hours in the morning with no sort of help or understanding. They're just taken straight back to the care homes. They don't question why they're in that situation. They don't ask why they're in that situation or what's been going on. They're just taken straight back to the care home. Expect that they're lying and that's why they don't get help.
My parents just dismissed what I said and that I just shut down for the rest of my life. My parents even dismissed what I said. So it's hard, isn't it, for children to get believed. My mum told me that I should not tell lies about a place like that. But where do you go? My mum, when I tried to tell her that they beat us up and forced to see things on it, she's having none of it. But my mum was just a good woman.
Because
she wouldn't do anything like that to a child. Yeah, because my mum and dad, they worked really hard, and see all the kids run about us. My mum and dad ran community clubs in their spare time for free to give kids. So she just couldn't see that adults would be so bad to kids. I try and think why she wouldn't believe me, and I just think it's because children don't get believed straight away.
That's another thing as well. That's not acceptable as well. Like you say, children not being believed straight away, that's something that caused. If somebody would have just come to these places back then and just said, why are these children all in this same boat? Why are they all the same? Why are they all trying to run away? What's going on in here? If somebody listened to them. But unfortunately, it's a big money-making scheme. So you having children in care back then. I don't know how we period, but it was a hell of a lot of money that they got paid weekly by the children.
Oh, a baby they did. You know, it woke you up and heat you up.
So being taken away from your parents and things like that was also, just for not going to school and things, was also for the beneficials, for the benefited themselves, for the money that they would get also.
It's so sick, isn't
it?
You know, it's so sad. Because
but
people...
Can I say something, for your sister's name?
My sister, sorry. It's Rona, R-O-N-E. Greenhill.
Greenhill, perfect. And can I ask you for Rona's contact number if you have that down?
Yeah, of course I do. Give me a second. Okay, you ready?
Yep, please.
Right, it's 03.
Yep.
Sorry, they're my head. My head's all over the place speaking about this place. It's 07.
Yep.
305.
Yep.
695.
Yep.
233.
Perfect. Now, would you be able to do me a favour, darling? That picture of the letter that you've sent me, Scottish Redress will ask you to send it where we can see all four corners. They'll knock that back.
You want me to stay at the listen, would you give me a second? I'll put it in a light place and take a full picture of it.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you so much for that.
Give me 2 E6. This is my hand sore. I was moving furniture last night and I'm bloody
thank you so much for your patience with me as well today, because your case is obviously, like I say, thank you for your patience, because like the case is submitting and then we're moving off the system for some reason. I'm not too sure what's been playing up with my system today, but it's been frustrating.
No, don't worry about it. camera. Right. That should be better. That's it sent.
That's perfect. Yep, fantastic. And now brilliant. Now, I've also just sent you a text message over, darling. This is just for you to state that you're happy for us to take it further and you're happy for us to go ahead and locate your documents. Now, that would have come through to you on a normal text message. Would you just see if you've received that for me, please?
Yeah, I've received it, yes.
Brilliant. Could you just click on it and it will take you to a box?
Right, okay. So, right, I've clicked on it. All right, that's it coming on now. Give me a wee second, sorry. All right, bidding acceptance. Right, so, signature. Good, I've just made a mess.
Yes, if you just give it your signature the best way you can with your finger and then pass the big
I'm just drawing a line down it. Oh.
They won't let you use the line. They'll ask me to call you back and get a signature, even if you give it the best squiggle that you can so it just looks like a signature.
Listen, can you send that again? Because I've just made a mess here. Delete this if you want.
Yeah, so clear that box for me. Clear that box and then it should, and then if you click on the link, it'll retake you to it.
It's not letting me clear it. Wait a minute, let's see. I'm going to retry this. I'm hoping it works. That's better for you. Honestly. Right, that's me.
Let me see if that's come back for you, darling.
I've done the best I can.
And would you press the big blue button next to it that says
execute all documents? Okay.
Yes,
sorry about that signature there.
Do not apologise whatsoever. I mean, they're not the easiest thing to do anyway.
No, I know. Big hands as well. Sign complete.
Brilliant.
Right.
That is everything from me. So that's everything from myself. What I am going to do is I'm going to password protect your account for you. So if anyone does give you a call and they don't know your password, just hang up the phone on them. And that's your way of knowing who you're dealing with. Now, should I put your password as family?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Perfect, as I can tell that you're very strong on that. So we'll keep your password on the system as family. If anyone does give you a call, you just say, what is my password? And if they don't state the password as family, just hang up the phone. And if they're anyone important, they'll give you a call back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get your case submitted off within this next 5 minutes. If there's anything else you need from me, you just pop me a message over. And I will be in contact with you as soon as I've got a response, darling, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time, darling. I appreciate that. And I will speak to you later.
Right, okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.